This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 19, Number 3, July 2018. The title of this article is Exploring Information-Seeking Behavior of Farmers in Information Related to Climate Change Adaptation Through IGT. The authors of this article are Siza D. Tumbo of the Center for Agricultural Mechanization and Rural Technologies, Arusha, Tanzania, and Nicholas Mwalukasa, Kadag G. Fu, Malongo R. S., Mlozi, Ruth Hogg, and Camilius A. Sanga of the Sokoine University of Agriculture, Morogoro, Tanzania. Abstract. In Tanzania, agriculture sector is known for employing more than 70% of the total population. Agriculture sector faces many challenges including climate change. Climate change causes low productivity in agriculture. Low productivity is caused due to poor implementation of agricultural policies and strategies. This poor implementation of policies has also caused many farmers to be not competent in climate change adaptation. Over the years, provisions of agricultural advice and extension were provided by various approaches, including training and visit extension, participatory approaches, and farmers' field schools. However, provision of agricultural advisory and extension service is inefficient. Also, in most cases, the usage of most agricultural innovations and technologies developed is limited. A literature review indicates that the main reasons given by Tanzanian farmers for not using improved technology are not lack of knowledge or skill, but rather that the technologies do not contribute towards improvements. Thus, agricultural extension service needs to be geared towards teaching farmers how to develop innovative and cost-effective technologies that are contextualized. Limited numbers of agricultural extension staff and less interactivity of information and communication technologies, such as radio and television, have been mentioned to be among the factors limiting the provision of agricultural advisory and extension services to the majority of farmers in Tanzania. The advancements in IGTs have brought new opportunities for enhancing access to agricultural advisory and extension service for climate change adaptation. In Tanzania, farmers and other actors access agricultural information from various sources such as agricultural extension workers and use of various databases from internet services providers. Also, there are different web and mobile-based farmers advisory information systems to support conventional agricultural extension service. These systems are producing bulk amounts of data which makes it difficult for different stakeholders to make an informed decision after data analysis. This calls for the need to develop a tool for data visualization in order to understand hidden patterns from massive data. In this study, a semi-automated text classification was developed to determine the frequently asked keywords from a web and mobile-based farmers advisory system called Ashori Kilimo after being in use for more than 2 years by more than 700 farmers. Keywords: agro-advisory service, climate change adaptation, information, needs, seeking, behavior, background information. Agriculture is the backbone of most African countries. In Tanzania, the sector is known for employing more than 70% of the total population, contributing about 25% to the gross domestic product, bringing about 66% of the foreign exchange, and providing raw materials for local industries. The sector also feeds the nation and is the source of livelihoods to most rural communities in the country. However, agriculture is identified as one of the sectors most vulnerable to climate change. This has led to difficulty in maintaining food security in most of the countries, including Tanzania. Food security is not only affected by climate change but also other factors, including lack of agricultural support services, weak research extension farmer linkages, among others. These factors hinder agricultural policies and strategies, which have been implemented over the years. Consequently, poor implementation of agricultural policies has resulted in rural and farming communities in the country failing to adapt to the impact of climate change. Ospina and Heeks argue that adaptation is the act of household, communities, regions, or nation to either tolerate, withstand, resist, or absorb the impact brought on by climate change. Examples of impacts that can be brought by the effect of climate change are food security, livelihoods, human settlement, and water supply. Climate change is a threat to human societies and natural ecosystems. Yet public opinion research finds that public awareness and concern vary greatly. Shackleton, Zirvigil, Salu, Gill, and Chakert report that to enhance understanding of the process of climate change adaptation and to facilitate the planning and implementation of socially just adaptation strategies, deeper consideration of the factors that impede adaptation is required. In response, scholars have done much research to identify barriers to adaptation of climate change. However, despite this progress, knowledge of barriers that hamper adaptation in developing countries remains limited, especially in relation to underlying causes of vulnerability and low adaptive capacity. Adaptation goes hand in hand with awareness among farmers. One of the approaches used as an awareness technique to deliver climate change adaptation information is the conventional extension service. The advancements in information and communication technologies have brought a new opportunity for enhancing access to agricultural advisory and extension services. Empirical evidence from other developing countries like India, South Africa, and Ghana has shown that IKT have enhanced access to and usage of agricultural advisory and extension service. However, IKTs differ in terms of interactivity. Thus, IKT can be categorized into traditional and modern. The radio, television and the telephony are traditional IKTs most used in Tanzania. Traditional IKTs are less interactive and in most cases they rarely enhance two-way traffic in the communication process, and when a feedback is made possible, it is not synchronous. Moreover, dissemination of agricultural information to farmers through traditional IKTs is always top-down in nature. Cole and Fernando describe top-down agricultural information dissemination result in an inadequate diagnosis of the difficulties being faced by farmers as the channel used does not facilitate a feedback mechanism. Thus, conventional IKTs are not effective for the provision of agricultural advisory and extension services in some rural areas of Tanzania. Modern IKTs used in Tanzania as mentioned by Sanga, Filippo, Mlozi, Hogg, and Tumbo, includes internet, mobile phone applications, and IKT-enabled agro-advisory systems. Modern IKTs are more interactive IKTs as they allow more collaboration and provisions for instant feedback from crowd. Studies in Tanzania show that among the modern IKTs, mobile phones are the most used. According to the Tanzania Communication Regulatory Authority second quarterly statistics report of 2016, mobile phone infrastructure and the subscriptions to mobile phone services has grown exponentially over the past 10 years. This has created an opportunity to use mobile phone services among most of Tanzania from both urban and rural areas. Moreover, TCRA shows that both the on and off net tariffs have been falling from the year 2005 to 2016, thus making mobile phone services more affordable to the majority in the country. The report showed that subscriptions to mobile networks reached more than 41 million subscriptions registered at the end of June 2017. In this period, more than 3.7 billion text messages were used to communicate. This is the evidence why system that supports communication via SMS was opted in this study. The report from Workshop on Improving Climate Services for Farmers in Africa and South Asia identified challenges that hinder farmers from using climate services in different countries. The identified challenges from the report are as follows. Traditional climate information is not well documented. There is a lack of accessibility to climate services. There exists ignorance or lack of knowledge on the availability of climate services. An absence of climate education is apparent. Climate information not user-friendly. There is lack of trust from farmers towards the service providers. At times the type of information is not reliable. There are inconsistencies in the information delivery. Climate information is untimely communicated to farmers. Channels of communications are not of the same quality depending on who is doing the communicating, when the communication occurs, and by what medium is used. Language and technical understanding of the climate forecasts makes it problematic to interpret. There is a failure to analyze the benefits of climate information. There are poor linkages among actors along the value chains. There is a lack of sufficient capacity to make use of the information. Climate information is mostly generalized and difficult to localize and access, and understanding of climate information. Hence, there is no doubt that there is a need to enhance farmers' access to advisory and extension service related to climate change adaptation using a blend of conventional methods, mobile phone applications, and other IKTs. Significance of the research problem. Agricultural advisory and extension services in Tanzania are ineffective partly because most of the generated knowledge and information aimed to improve agricultural production do not reach farmers. Also, farmers in Tanzania argue that the problem is due to lack of capital and labor. Furthermore, farmers cannot afford to take the risk and that farming is not necessarily profitable. In most cases, usage of developed agricultural innovations and technologies is limited due to limited number of agricultural extension staff with low access to agricultural information. Yet, there is fast-growing IKT infrastructure in Tanzania in both rural and urban areas. Several studies have shown that rural farmers in Tanzania have started using IKTs for accessing various services to support their farming. Despite of a number of researches in Tanzania, there are few studies that have been done related to research in developing tools for visualizing data in climate change adaptation. Even though there is potential of IKT for agriculture in Tanzania, enabling farmers to access agriculture information on climate change adaptation has not been addressed well. Limited access to timely and accurate information has been identified as a major hindrance to enable farmers to get agriculture information on climate change adaptation. The evidence of this fact is that farmers have no reliable way of knowing when to plant their crops due to change of rainfall patterns. As such, farmers plant before it rains, which leads to destruction of seeds in the soil. Under such circumstances, this deprivation on the farmers could be greatly reduced if they had prior information regarding weather conditions. The forecast of weather need to be done using sophisticated technology since the rain patterns have changed and that the small rainy season has more or less disappeared in some place. In the light of the above, the government of Tanzania has taken a number of steps to come up with different IKTs tools, including radio and television, through which farmers could access agricultural knowledge and information. However, there are some drawbacks with regard to the effectiveness of these tools in disseminating and communicating climate change adaptation information. First, the broadcast media, such as television and radio, are expensive and most farmers cannot afford to buy them. Second, timing of the information is another problem. To access the information, farmers have to be listening or watching at the same time the program is broadcasting. Hence, farmers are adopting mobile phones to access agricultural information which are cost-effective, accessible, and cheap. Despite the fact that mobile phones-based applications are mostly used to enhance agricultural extension service but have brought a new challenge. This challenge is caused by massive data which are generated. Thus, the massive data generated call for a need of developing a tool for data visualization. The aim is at helping farmers and other actors to make informed decision out of the user-generated massive data. Content analysis using word or content cloud has been studied by many researchers but its applicability in analyzing massive generated in IKT-based agro-advisory service systems is not adequately researched. This is the research gap which this study seeks to fill. Thus, the goal of this paper is to evaluate information-seeking behavior patterns of farmers who used Ashori Kilimo for more than 2 years in consulting for advisories related to climate change adaptation. This study tried to answer the following research questions. What are the information needs of farmers in Tanzania who are using Ashori Kilimo in advisory information related to climate change adaptation? What are the information-seeking behaviors of farmers in Tanzania who are using Ashori Kilimo in advisory information related to climate change adaptation? Research methodology. Description of the study sites. The study was conducted in Kilisa District. Kilisa District has good IKTs infrastructure which enable access and use of mobile phones on various uses. Also, this district has been chosen due to high agricultural produce and high arable land for cultivation. In addition, the district is experiencing effect of climate change. Research design. The research adopted the qualitative research method. Specifically, content analysis was used to analyze the qualitative data which is found on Ashori Kilimo server. Case study of Ashori Kilimo. Ashori Kilimo was developed through participatory action research method. It allows farmers and other actors to use their mobile phones to access agricultural information from researchers and extension workers. The agricultural information consists of different categories of information needed by farmers, including information related to adaptation of climate change. The stakeholders actors who are using Ashori Kilimo have been given capacity building for more than 2 years. The capacity building and empowerment activities were done through training and workshops. Also, there were visits by farmers from Dodoma Municipal in Dodoma and Kilalo District in Iringa to Kilisa farmers in Morogoro. Currently, there are more than 700 farmers who are using Ashori Kilimo. The farmers who are using Ashori Kilimo are producing massive data relating to different topics in agriculture, including climate change. Figure 1. Data analysis process. Ashori Kilimo is a crowdsourcing platform which allows farmers and other actors to engage in all phases of research process. This act of engaging farmers and other actors in scientific investigation is called citizen science. Citizen science refers to the engagement of farmers and other actors in scientific investigations. Data analysis. After massive data had been deposited in a crowdsourcing platform, the data mining tool was developed to help farmers search information using different keywords. The tool fetched data from the Ashori Kilimo knowledge server. The results from the search were further subjected to data cleaning. The cleaned data were extracted to the data mining tool. The aim of this process was for recognizing a pattern of most frequent words from the corpus of a crowdsourcing platform. In order to harvest data for this study, data from Ashori Kilimo with keywords, such as climate or weather, were searched. Since the data in Ashori Kilimo was in Swahili, the keyword that was used during searching was Hali Yahua. After that had been collected, the data were analyzed using a mixed methods approach. Table 1. Data collection and analysis. Results and discussion. A simple search in a crowdsourcing platform using the keyword Hali Yahua. 22 questions and answers were obtained. Figure 2. Search interface for the system. Then all 22 statements containing questions and answers were cleaned to remove mobile phone numbers of farmers who asked questions and the dates when the questions were asked. After this data cleaning process, 1,148 words were extracted. Figure 3. Data cleaning of the results from simple search. The 1,148 words obtained were entered or superimposed in a web-based word or text visualization system or word cloud. Limitations of study. This study has some limitations which need to be noted. According to Zhu, Rodriguez Hidalgo, Questier, and Torres Alfonso, the study which deals with analysis of texts has limitations in terms of the following factors, namely, sample size, contextualized environment of the study, and Hawthorne effect. With respect to these factors, the study sample size was small and limited to 22 farmers who asked advisories related to climate change. Secondly, the result of this study is applied to a specific setting and thus, cannot be generalized. Lastly, the results might be related to the so-called Hawthorne effect, as the respondents who are either farmers, extension agents, and researchers were introduced to new method of agro-advisory system using IGT. This system was used to complement a conventional agricultural extension system and was not used on its own. Figure 4. Word cloud after analysis using Wordle. Words which appear most in the 22 frequently asked questions were climate, weather, agriculture, soil, water, teak, forestry, rain, drip irrigation, hot temperature, crops, passion, and advisory. The words like Mazao ya uke means farmers are aware of elements of climate smart agriculture which include use of drought resistant varieties and crops. Also, the word drip, which mean use of drip irrigation, is highly recommended for climate smart agriculture. As well, the other frequently used words like mitiki, which means teak trees, are recommended to conserve soil and water so as to sustain smallholder farmers' livelihoods were found in word cloud. With the Wordle analysis, it is not easy to determine the frequency of appearance for each word asked by farmers. Thus, we opted to subject analyze the same texts using a different tool for analysis called TagCrowd. The results after the analysis using TagCrowd is as depicted in Figure 5. Figure 5. Word cloud after analysis using TagCrowd. After triangulation of analysis using two word visualization tools, researchers concluded that the most frequent keywords obtained from TagCrowd almost resemble those which were obtained using the Wordle analysis tool. The keywords obtained from TagCrowd tool are climate, weather, agriculture, soil, water, teak, forestry, rain, drip irrigation, hot temperature, crops, passion, and advisory. These keywords point to the impact of climate change. This is supported by previous literature from a study area which showed that there is impact experienced by farmers due to climate change. Mayla et al. Argue that farmers in Kilisa indicated that there is change of rainfall pattern and resulted to insufficient food and rise in temperature. Even though Kilisa district is experiencing the effects of climate change, a study by Mayla et al. Found that farmers in Kilisa have little knowledge on climate change because 1 in 4 understand the word mabadiliko ya tabianchi, a Swahili word for climate change. When we searched Ashori Kilimo using keyword Mabadiliko ya Tabia, we found 4 results. Three farmers asked about the type of crops which they can grow well under limited rainfall. The fourth farmer asked about why wild animals from Mikumi National Park invade their crops. Is it because of climate change? Results from this study show that even though mobile and web-based agro-advisory service systems, after being in use for 2 years, produced bulk data, evaluating the pattern of data from its database is a difficult process. Different researchers have used various qualitative and quantitative data analysis techniques, such as concept mapping, social networks analysis, and content analysis using word visualization tools. In our case study, we developed a decision support system for data visualization. Also, data visualization was done using Wordle and Tag Crowd tools. Furthermore, statistical package for social sciences was used to do additional analysis. This was done by compiling SPSS template with the data related to climate, weather, drought, and irrigation keywords in the questions asked by farmers using their mobile phones. The keywords Haleahua, Ukame, and Umwajiliji were used to capture questions on climate change asked by farmers. There were 38 questions and answers related to these three keywords. Table 2 shows the date when the questions were asked, frequency, percentage, and the cumulative frequency. Table 2, frequency of questions asked with either climate, weather, drought, or irrigation keywords. Table 2 shows that farmers asked many questions between June and November of each year. Also, Table 2 shows that even though farmers have been asking questions relating to other problems in agriculture, issues concerning climate change are also included. In total, there are 1,739 questions in Ashori Kilimo. Data from Ashori Kilimo indicate that the questions, which came from farmers asking about other issues and not those related to climate change, totaled 1,701 questions. There were 605 questions and answers related to livestock husbandry, and 63 questions and answers related to markets and market information, posted on Ashori Kilimo. Furthermore, there were 427 questions and answers related to forestry information. This means that questions and answers related to crops totaled 605. Figure 6 shows how farmers perceive climate change to be in regards to other challenges they are facing. Figure 6, general information needs and seeking behavior of farmers using Ashori Kilimo. Thus, Ashori Kilimo is linking farmers, researchers, and extension agents for communication of agriculture information related to a number of topics including climate change. Not all farmers in Kilisa District are aware of Ashori Kilimo, a system that can help in information sharing in climate change issues. Climate change is a great threat to agricultural production in Tanzania, and there is a need to scale up this system so that its potential can benefit a large number of farmers and other actors. Since only 22 questions out of 1,739 asked were related to climate change, this means that most of the farmers are unaware of climate change. Awareness programs are required to sensitize farmers on information related to climate change adaptation. Also, climate change adaptation information is required to cope with climate change. Milder, Maginan, and Cher found that despite the environmental, economic, and social benefits to climate change adaptation techniques, adoption was sparse. They recommended that in order to facilitate the adoption of climate change adaptation information, there is a need for intensive education, policy changes, and infrastructure development. These suggestions concur with Alia, Mutula, and Stillwell, who advocated for repackaging of current and accurate information on climate change and variability, farmer education and training, collaboration between researchers, meteorology experts, extension officers and farmers, as well as formulation of a framework for the dissemination of information related to climate change adaptation. In this respect, Ashori Kilimo has been successfully used to disseminate extension services to more than 700 farmers in Tanzania via mobile phones and the web. There are more than 1,300 questions and answers that have been given to farmers by extension agents. Among the advisories given in Ashori Kilimo, the different coping strategies for climate change adaptation include use of drought-resistant varieties for maize, use of sacks for post-harvest storage, use of drip irrigation, adjusting planting dates, and early warning communication system for planting dates and weather forecast. These coping strategies have also been advocated in other countries, such as Ethiopia, which have been experiencing effects of climate change. Mengistu argues that there is need for early warning system to disseminate climate change coping strategies to farmers and other actors. Such systems will complement the indigenous knowledge that is already being in use by farmers in developing countries. Furthermore, findings show that Ashori Kilimo is offering advisories to farmers who seek information related to climate change adaptation. The information-seeking behavior of farmers ranges from using improved seed, mulching, intercropping, as well as doing various on-farm practices like keeping local chicken, beekeeping, and aquaculture. Also, crop diversification is being practiced by farmers, and this has helped to increase farmers' yields and replenishing soil nutrients. In addition, farmers are adopting drought-tolerant crops. Home gardens, kitchen gardens, or sack gardens are also been practiced in Kilisa district. Furthermore, system of rice intensification technology that uses a minimal amount of water is being practiced by a few farmers in Kilisa. These findings concur with earlier studies that were done in Kilisa. Furthermore, farmers sought information about floods after it has occurred in 2016. The extension agent advised the farmer to farm crops that can yield in short periods of time. Figure 7. Advice from extension agent about what to farm after flooding has occurred in Kilisa. The results reported in this study showed that farmers identify problems while they were doing different agriculture activities, and then extension agents and researchers gain awareness of those problems troubling farmers, resulting in the establishment of a dialogue via mobile phones. The purpose was for extension agents and researchers to influence behavioral change of farmers with respect to climate change adaptation strategies. This was achieved through a participatory action research approach in a multiple loop of learning to obtain the intended outcomes. Therefore, this study responds to the recommendation made by Mushi and Duai, who advocated the need for implementation of an early warning system to share issues related to climate change. Conclusion. Previous studies indicate that farmers in Kilisa district are experiencing delayed onset of rains, poor rainfall distribution over the cropping season, and extreme weather conditions, such as droughts and floods. These effects of climate changes affect farmers in their farming activities. Most farmers in the Kilisa district have limited access to technologies, resources, and extension services. Thus, these challenges leave these farmers more vulnerable to climate change than those with more resources. Despite these challenges, agricultural activities remain the main source of livelihood for smallholder farmers in Kilisa district. The conventional way of using extension agents, on which farmers largely depend on, is no longer sufficient to help farmers obtain information related to climate change adaptation. The aim of developing Ashori Kilimo was to link farmers, researchers, and extension agents in communicating agricultural information and knowledge. From this study, we have found that farmers share agriculture information related to coping strategies for climate change adaptation. Already, massive data is being deposited into the Ashori Kilimo database. This study presents results from the data visualization tool, which was used in determining the pattern of information-seeking behavior of farmers in relation to climate change adaptation. The findings from the developed data visualization tool were compared to the results obtained from the content analysis, Wordle and TagCrowd tools. Furthermore, the results from Wordle and TagCrowd tools were compared to the results from an analysis done using statistical package for the social sciences. One may ask, does the information-seeking behavior of farmers differ when it comes to acquiring climate change adaptation information compared to acquiring other types of farming-related information? From this study finding, one can deduce that farmers asked how to mitigate impacts of climate change after it had occurred. This is different compared to the information-seeking behavior of farmers in other types of farming. Also, this study indicates that farmers seek information about climate change adaptation from not only farmers' friends and neighbors, extension agents, TV, radio, mobile phones, and mass and print media, but also from other sources of information like the internet, web, and mobile apps. This blended way of provision of extension services is different from earlier studies. This paper has shown that Ashori Kilimo supported the demandled and personalized CLEANT-based extension service in order to meet the farmers' needs in seeking information related to climate change adaptation. We have shown new ways to communicate climate change adaptation information, which is different from the supply-driven and top-down approach that is being done by many organizations. The authors recommend a future study on determining the pattern of information from Ashori Kilimo using an artificial intelligence algorithm for text classification. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the IRODL website, www.irodl.org. Goodbye.